Good morning. The time right now is 8:11. You're listening to WGNS. And our guest today, Chasen Haynes and also Leroy Cunningham. And we're talking about the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. A lot happening there. And some classes are coming up just to start the program off. A Google class.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an educational program called Chamber University. It's developed over the past 2 or 3 years. This coming month, we have seminars the first or second Thursday of every month. And this month, we're doing it all on Google. And we're actually having 3 different seminars, one at 9, one at 1, and the last one from 4 to 6. We're actually bringing in a lady named Anastasia Holdren, who's an authorized Google AdWords seminar leader. So she's going to do a great job, and it really is going to be an opportunity for people to learn just all the valuable tools that Google actually can provide small business owners and actually large organizations. So really excited about it.
So you'll talk about the different ads that are available on Google and things like that?
The first session is going to cover, it's kind of be like a Google 101, just kind of giving you an overall basics on what Google is. And then the second part of that session, they're all going to be 2-hour sessions. The second part of that session is going to talk about AdWords 101. And AdWords, I don't know if everybody's familiar with it. Pretty much whenever you type something into Google, there will be suggestions on the side, and you know, sometimes they'll be highlighted on the top. And basically, you pay for that space. But this is kind of telling you how to word your advertisements to make sure that you're hitting the target audience that you want to hit.
So does this cost anything to attend, or how does that work?
To attend, it's going to be $40 for members per session and $50 for non-members per session, which is really a steal. She's done a number of seminars for the Tennessee Small Business Development Center in the past, and you know, we're excited to have her.
And Leroy is with the Tennessee Small Business Administration Center. Did I say all that right?
Tennessee Small Business Development Center. Yes, we are a network of 18 units within the state of Tennessee, from all the way from Memphis to Johnson City. Of course, we are connected with MTSU here in the city. And to kind of piggyback on Chasen's point, we live very definitely in an information age. And for those enterprises that want to be successful moving forward, they have to learn how to leverage information. Information is all around us, but if we don't know how to use it, we can be overwhelmed by it. What the seminars and workshops we're going to have later on this week are going to explain to people how they can maximize the various and sundry tools that Google has. Very, very valuable. We're hoping a lot of people come out and take advantage of it.
Now, what kind of things do you do at the Chamber of Commerce? Because you actually have an office there at the Chamber, right?
That is correct. We are not connected in blood, if you will say, to the Chamber. But we really feel like they are an outstanding operating partner for us. We have a relationship with them here in Rutherford County, but also our service center here in Murfreesboro is involved with 14 different counties in the Middle Tennessee area. Basically, our service area goes from Murfreesboro south to the Alabama-Tennessee line and then west to the Tennessee River. And we service that entire area. And in many of those cities, if not all those major cities in those counties, we have a relationship with the Chamber of Commerce. Here in Rutherford County, as Chasen mentioned, Chasen has Chamber University, and we have collaborated on a couple different things, this being one of them, Google. We're also going to have one a little bit later on this year with QuickBooks. So we're very, very much involved in trying to reach out to the community to do things that help businesses be successful.
Well, what percentage of businesses would you say use QuickBooks these days?
Well, that's an interesting one. Chasen, do you have any feel for that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We're getting a lot of good feedback for those seminars. And actually, one thing that came along with Chamber University is we started surveying our membership every single year to see exactly what they're wanting to learn about. And QuickBooks is always top of the line, you know, because not everybody is trained accountant. You know, a lot of them are, you know, business owners, small business owners. You know, they're just trying to manage their operations. So kind of giving them, you know, little tools to use in QuickBooks will be easy. And we've actually got two different classes, November 10th and December 8th. For QuickBooks. The first one on November 10th is going to be kind of a beginner's class, just an intro to QuickBooks. And then the second class is going to be a little bit more difficult. It's going to be for intermediates. But we're really excited to partner this whole quarter, actually, with the Small Business Development Center.
Speaking of small business, again, the Chamber has been doing a great job with ribbon cuttings. There have been so many new businesses that have been opening up in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County over the last 6 months. It's amazing.
Absolutely. You wouldn't even know that anything happened with our economy with all the new businesses open up.
No, very surprising.
Well, if I can just jump in on that again, we're at the TSBDC. We're not members of the Chamber, but we do work with them very closely. And I've gotten to know over the last several months Kelly Bean, who is the membership director for the Chamber, and she has just done an outstanding job, as what you're seeing with all these Chamber openings, in with her work, her assistant Lauren, and all of the Chamber diplomats who kind of get the word out and get people really, really involved in Chamber activities and so forth here in Rutherford County. That's what you're seeing there. She's done a really, really good job. Very, very focused on an outreach kind of situation, making sure everybody knows what the Chamber does and what kind of value that you get. And here's a perfect example when we're talking about these Google classes at really a bargain rate, to help businesses be able to develop and grow so that they can last and, of course, hopefully employ a lot of people.
And Leroy, what are some of the things that you do with small businesses? How do you help them on a daily basis?
Well, just if I can just give you kind of the elevator speech piece of this, what we look to do is we look to facilitate success for aspiring entrepreneurs who either want to start a new business or expand an existing business by showing them the how of that. And that could take the form of any number of different things. We focus a lot on business plans. Because if you look at businesses, as I just mentioned a minute ago, most employment in this country is done by small businesses, by far and away. That's the good news. The bad news is the failure or struggle rate for small businesses is very, very high. So going back into the mid-70s, the government decided that if, in fact, most people are employed by a small business and most small businesses suffer and or fail, we need to step in and do something about that. And that was the genesis for the Small Business Development Center network nationwide. So we came into play and as a service to businesses to help them hopefully have a higher success rate. We focus a lot on planning. But we also do financial management, marketing, sales, operations, accounting, taxation, legal structure, any of a number of different things, anything from soup to nuts that would be involved in helping businesses hopefully prosper and be successful. That is the focus of what we do. I can't think of anything that we've been approached with that we don't do. Now, if we are asked questions, legal questions as an example, we don't give legal advice, but we do tell people you need to have legal professionals on your team. You need to have financial professionals on your team. But you can do things like get a QuickBooks to help you do the day-to-day type things, but you need to have professionals to help you with that process as well so people don't end up getting themselves in trouble.
Now, you mentioned a whole list of things that small businesses are a part of, everything from finances to marketing. What is your expertise in? What do you most enjoy about it?
Well, my particular expertise, I spent about 30 years in corporate America in a number of different roles, senior management type roles. But I guess my biggest joy, if you will, is to try to explain to people, yes, it's very, very important that you plan for your business, but it's not that hard. You need to, it's hard work, but it's more about a fire in the belly kind of hire than it is you need to have an MBA or a PhD kind of thing. And so I try to get people to calm down and understand that that's what they need to do moving forward, but that they need to have a plan. And I try to explain to them the benefits of having that plan, whether they're going to seek financing or not. Those are the biggest joys that I get out of interaction with clients on a regular basis.
So how do you go from corporate America to helping mom and pop businesses?
It just kind of evolved that way. Over the course of my professional career, I was involved in a number of different things and kind of piled up a number of different skill sets. I do supply chain management. I've had the opportunity to travel to all over the world. I've been to Europe. I've been to China. I've also managed a large manufacturing facility with 300-plus employees. And when you have that kind of experience, you kind of gain a number of different skill sets that have benefit, hopefully, to other folks. And I kind of ran up on this opportunity and decided to kind of run with it, and I'm glad I did.
And, Chasen, how often do businesses come to you asking for advice and you say, hey, look, call Leroy?
All the time. They'll call asking for actually, at one point, my title was Director of Government Affairs and Small Business. I had to go to Stephanie Brackman, the VP of Operations, and be like, we got to change. I cannot have small business in my title anymore because people keep calling me about legal questions. I don't know what's going on. So they call all the time. The TSBDC is such a great partner for us to have right there. We have someone come in to seek their services, and they just walk right upstairs and join the chamber. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity.
And Leroy, how many businesses would you say you help out each year?
Well, if I look at this year, I don't know the exact number, but if you divide our business into halves, we do, as Chasen has mentioned and we talked about with this Google workshop, we have an interface. Our primary interfaces are through our workshops and through our one-on-one counseling. And if my memory serves me correct, in 2011 to date, we have had about 300 or so people from a training standpoint in our workshops. And if I look at the number of people that we have touched from a one-on-one counseling standpoint since the beginning of 2011, it's probably around 200 just for our center. And, of course, you got 18 other locations located through the rest of Tennessee.
Are the services you provide free, or do you have to pay for them?
Our services are probably 99% no charge. The only time we get into a charge situation is like the situation we have here with Google, where the instructor, who is, again, outstanding, charges us. So in that particular instance, for the Google courses, there is a charge, and as Chasen mentioned, that's $50 per session. There's a charge also for the QuickBooks sessions because we get a charge from them. But the other workshops we have, we probably had, for those 300 people that we have trained this year, we probably charge for maybe one or two of those. The rest of them are no charge, and there is no charge for the one-on-one counseling.
So this is an opportunity, I guess, that is covered by the state of Tennessee.
Yes, from a oversight standpoint, we have two funding sources. We are funded on the federal side by Congress through the SBA, the Small Business Administration. And then on the state side, we are funded through the Tennessee Board of Regents. And that's why each of our 18 locations is affiliated with an institution of higher learning. Again, us being Middle Tennessee State University. The employees of our center are actually employees of Middle Tennessee State University's College of Business.
So are you also teaching at MTSU?
No, I do not. But it's interesting that you mention that because the state director, our TSBDC governing body, if you will, is also located here in Murfreesboro. It is led by a gentleman by the name of Patrick Jeho, who is an attorney by trade. And Pat does, in fact, teach. He teaches entrepreneurship at MTSU every semester, of which I have been asked to participate a time or two in evaluating some business plans for students and so forth.
I bet that's a lot of fun.
It is great, great fun. It is outstanding fun. And along with that, there are professors in the College of Business who will mandate that their students come to our center to understand, number one, what we do and look at the resources and so forth that we've got there to make them aware of that resource. So we get professors that will say, you must go to the TSBDC. These are the things I want you to find out. I want to know who you talk to as part of their curriculum.
So with the Small Business Center, what kind of relationship are you having with MTSU? I mean, what kind of interaction is taking place there on a daily basis with the students? Are they always coming to you?
No, we don't get them in, I wouldn't say regularly. Unfortunately, if you think back to your college days, I think a lot of times students are most focused on what they have to do. So we get some that straggle in every once in a while, but we get a lot at the beginning of the semester because of those assignments that the professors are giving. And then towards the end of the semester, when their business plans are becoming due and they're having to get those handed, then we get a trickle at that point in time as well. But every now and then through the semester, we'll get someone. And, you know, obviously when we talk to them, we try to reemphasize to them the importance of the resources at their own library. The James Walker Library, from a reference standpoint, is an outstanding source of reference materials related to business development. So in all the workshops that I give, some students come to those, but either students or just people in the community that have an interest in starting or expanding their business, I refer them to the Walker Library, along with Lineball Library as well, for reference materials.
What kind of value would you put on the services that you provide small businesses? I mean, if you had to toot your own horn, what kind of a value would you put on the services?
Well, it's very, very difficult for me to answer that definitively, but what I like to tell people in my workshop that I lead on starting your own business is we're like management consultants for the big six accounting firms without the billable hours situation. So, again, we do everything from soup to nuts. And by the way, small business is defined as any business that's less than 500 employees, so that gives you a lot of leeway, although our average is certainly less than that from the people that we work with. But I think it's a very valuable service. I would hesitate to put a dollar value on it, but there are consulting firms that charge a substantial amount of money for the services that we provide at no charge.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about the Small Business Center, and I'm curious to find out when we come back if the information that you talk to people about is totally kept in private. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Right now, the time is 8:29. You're listening to WGNS.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
WeatherEye.
Scattered showers are in the forecast. Mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures this afternoon in the lower 70s with a light wind out of the northeast. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 63.
Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Play it again, sports!
25% to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Played Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25% to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning, Rutherford County. As you continue your journey into work this morning, guys, happy to report still no accidents out there along your interstates. And actually looking pretty good all the way into the downtown area along I-24. Now, we are seeing some pretty slow traffic around West Jefferson Pike and Sulphur Springs Road along 840 westbound. And don't forget, guys, as you're getting off of 840 or passing by 840, we do have construction going on both sides of the interstate. So be careful there as well. Trying to fly with the best, Nashville Flight Training will help make that dream a reality. Give them a call, 366-9192, or go online at nashvilleflighttraining.com. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. The time right now is 8:32. Temperature outside holding at about 64 degrees right now. We have a southeast wind blowing at about 5 miles per hour throughout Rutherford County and a light drizzle in some areas as we speak. Our guests today, Leroy Cunningham and Jason Haynes from the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. And before the break, I was asking Leroy about confidentiality with your clients. How confidential is the information that you talk to your clients about?
Glad you asked that question, because that's one that we oftentimes get. Even though, as I mentioned earlier, there is no charge for the services that we provide, we do handle our situations very, very professionally. And as an example, if you were to come to me seeking our help for one of our services, the first thing that we would do is we would have you sign a request, what we call a request for counseling. And the signature on that and giving that to us automatically binds our confidentiality in being able to disclose any aspect of what your business is all about without your permission. So we take that very, very seriously. We keep those documents under lock and key in our office. We don't leave them out on people's desks with the face up so that people walking through would be able to see them. Confidentiality is very, very important to us in our relationships with our clients.
Well, walk us through the process. If somebody is thinking about starting a business, they come to you, and then what happens?
Well, there's a couple different tracks. If a person says that I've got a business idea that I want to explore, and I'm thinking about turning that into a business, what we do is we channel those individuals into what we call our Starting Your Own Business workshop. That's a workshop that I lead. That workshop is put on about once every 3 weeks at the chamber facility. And what we do in that workshop is we talk about those qualities that are best that an individual who wants to start a business should have. We talk about some of the good things and bad things about starting a business. We talk about the need for a business plan and, generally speaking, what a business plan is all about. We spend some time talking about financing. We talk about credit, and we talk about some of the services. We get into some degree of detail on the services that the TSBDC has. The reason we do that is because a lot of people think that they want to start a business, but they really don't understand what it's all about. And we try to give them food for thought in that workshop. And I've had a lot of people come up to me after that workshop and thank me, because they said, hey, I didn't realize it was all that. I'm really, that's not me. That's not my personality. I don't want to do that. If they are interested after that, then we allow them to call up and make an appointment with a counselor to talk one-on-one about their specific business. Now, if you are already an existing business, and we have some of those, and you've been in business for a while, let's say 2 years or more, then obviously that workshop is not necessary for you, and we allow those individuals to just call up and make an appointment to sit down with a counselor one-on-one.
So what happens next? After their meeting with the counselor, what do you go over?
It depends upon what the client wants to go over. It's directed by them. We're not selling a product per se. So if you come to me and your particular business has operations issues and you want to talk about operations, then we'll talk about operations, which is my background. If you're saying, you know what, I really need to grow my business, can we talk about some avenues that allow that? Then we'll talk about growth strategies. As an example, tomorrow we have a workshop that we're collaborating with the United States Postal Service on direct mail. And so we might suggest that someone sign up for that class. If you've got tax questions, we have someone from the IRS that comes in and does a small business tax workshop. If they're new, going back to that scenario, and they're trying to get themselves established in this area, we say, well, one of the first things you need to do is you need to join the chamber. Because in these days and times, as opposed to past situations, networking is very, very important. And obviously the chamber is an excellent source for that. So it's really client driven. Now, what we do emphasize with them, for everybody we talk to, because for whatever reason people don't seem to grasp this concept, we really push hard on the need for clients to have a plan. This is not something that you do, you know, from the seat of your pants. It's not like falling off a log. You need to have a plan. So a lot of our interaction with clients is related to creating, understanding what a business plan is and creating one for their particular business.
Are there any success stories that businesses would allow you to share on the radio?
It would probably be pretty difficult for me, one, because I've only been with the TSBDC for a short time, but I can say there is a company in Pulaski, Tennessee, which is in our service area. And for 2011, they were named Small Business Company of the Year in Tennessee because of the work they've done. They've been in business about 25 years. They are a recycling company. And as you well know, you know the ups and downs in the economy in the last 25 years. They've been here every step of the way. They've had some rough goes and have had to have some cutbacks. But they're still in business and going strong as we speak. And so in 2011, probably 2 months ago, they were recognized by the Small Business Administration at a ceremony in Nashville, where they sent individuals down from Washington and the regional offices in Atlanta to recognize this particular business. And they've been a client of ours for some time. And in fact, I'm working with them even as we speak. I'll be visiting with them later on this week to work on some projects with them to help them take their business to the next level.
I bet that's fun. I mean, your job's always different.
It is absolutely outstanding. You're right. There's never a dull moment. I might get a call from somebody that's, like I said, wondering how they can expand their business from a restaurant standpoint or a dry cleaner or a daycare center. Any of a number of different kinds of business, you really never know. The good thing for us is the basic principles apply to all businesses. So you have to be able to explain that to the business owner in a way that they understand and can use that information to move forward with it.
Now, you mentioned you were in corporate America before. Can you tell the listeners who you work for?
I was very, very fortunate in my career. I spent the bulk of my career with three very, very progressively managed companies. Berkshire Hathaway, who's owned by Warren Buffett, run by Warren Buffett. I spent the bulk of my career there in a number of different capacities. I also spent some time with GE in the Jack Welch era, and also with Emerson Electric with Chuck Knight, who at the time I was with them, they had the longest continuous streak of earnings per share growth in United States history. The key for all those is those companies were very, very disciplined and structured in the way that they do business. They had very, very good communication, and they were very, very focused, not necessarily on sales, but on earnings. And so I've kind of got a tattoo, a business tattoo, if you will, with that mentality that I try to utilize to pass along to the people that I deal with on a regular basis.
You know, operating your own business, owning your own business, you almost have to have your risk meter broken to do it. I mean, because it's risky, and you have to know that going into it.
You are absolutely correct, and if I can just piggyback on your observation, if someone is talking to me and they're an extremely intelligent person, and they may have multiple degrees and may have had significant experience in their professional career on the one hand, versus a person that may not have ever been to a college but's got a burning desire, not necessarily to make money, but to run successfully a business. If you give me those two choices, I'd rather have that person with the burning desire, because from a long-term standpoint, they're undoubtedly going to be more successful, because as these bumps in the road come, as these challenges come, if you don't have the fire in the belly, you're probably liable to give up the ship. And I've talked to a number of people who, like I said, very, very smart individuals, but not necessarily college degree, but did a very, very fine job with the businesses that they were running because they really wanted to do it. And it wasn't about trying to get rich by next week. It was because, hey, I really, really enjoy this. And even if I get, you know, hit in the head every now and again and I fall down, I'm going to get back up because I love it.
You know, I don't want to put down the idea of college at all. But for those who have attended college, you know that they talk about the risk of business. They talk about all the things that can't happen in business, that shouldn't happen in business. Mm-hmm. So you're almost hit over the head with the idea of you can't do it.
Well, I don't want the listeners to think that I'm not against college graduates. I am a very big proponent of education, and really, really big proponent of that. And I think that has its place, and I think that's a good thing. And there are many, many people that we've dealt with that have been successful that are degreed individuals. But yes, there is a lot of risk in starting it. And the thing that you have to do when you're looking at starting or expanding a business is you have to understand that risk. And the way that you address that risk is you wake up a little earlier and you stay up a little later, you do your homework, and you have a plan. If you have a plan, that plan will go a long, long way to help you mitigate those risks that are out there. I'm not saying that you're going to absolutely, positively, 100% be successful, but you will have an exponentially better chance of being successful if you start with a good, solid, documented business plan.
And after you establish your business, you join the Chamber of Commerce. And Chasen, what are some of the things that the Chamber offers for small businesses?
We offer very affordable training. These seminars, we bring in professionals from all throughout the community. Like I said, they were there the second Thursday of every month. We've got the entire program on the Chamber events page, but on top of that, we also have a number of networking opportunities, and that's really how you get a bang for your buck. You can advertise, but there's something about especially Murfreesboro and Rutherford County about actually getting a personal touch and actually shaking a hand and developing relationships with your customers. And so we offer the net is a networking opportunity. The first Tuesday of every month, there's Chamber 101 on Fridays at 8:30 and 2:30. If anybody needs to know a little bit more about more of the networking side of things. And then we also have two events. One is tonight, the Business After Hours. We have them monthly, and that's the rally on Maple. It's going to be on Maple Street right in front of Pinnacle Bank. It'll be a good time, great opportunity for people to get out. I think it's $5.
I think so, yeah. $5 for members.
Yeah. And then we've got the Women's Conference coming up on October 28th. And all of this information is available on the Chamber's website in great detail.
And what is the Women's Conference?
I've never been before, but from what I've gathered and what I've been told, it's an opportunity for women to go and learn. They pick topics that are gender specific and just kind of help women to succeed in the workplace.
And, of course, events like Rally on Maple, which takes place tonight, that's a place for you to shake hands with other business owners and give them your business card. Leroy, how important is it to attend these mixers like this?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. And one thing I'll just back chasing up on, going back to Kelly Beam, the membership director at the Chamber. The Chamber also has a Chamber 101 program once a month in North Rutherford County at the North Rutherford County YMCA. But to answer your question, respond to your question, it's absolutely critical. What people have to recognize, 2011, things are different. And in addition to all the traditional things that people have done in the past with you know, radio and newspaper and those kind of media, social media and networking are huge, huge, huge situations for helping generate business activity, business leads, business collegiality. You know, Chasen and I could be in business and not have any knowledge of each other. We can meet at a mixer event and find out that he's got a skill set that, you know, I've been scratching my head for the last 3 months trying to address, and here I'd meet somebody at this mixer who that's exactly what they do. Now we've got a situation going on between the two of us. And I've talked to a number of people who have met people at these kinds of events and, in fact, have found us by that kind of a situation. So I am a major proponent of the idea of networking and its importance to helping businesses grow and develop in these times. It's absolutely critical.
We got to take another short break. Right now the time is 8:47, but we will be right back. Again, you're listening to WGNS, the time 8:47. Stay with us.
WGNS Murfreesboro is true blue. Blue Raiders sports on WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning, Rutherford County. As you continue your journey into work this morning, guys, happy to report still no accidents out there along your interstates. And actually looking pretty good all the way into the downtown area along I-24. Now, we are seeing some pretty slow traffic around West Jefferson Pike and Sulphur Springs Road along 840 westbound. And don't forget, guys, as you're getting off of 840 or passing by 840, we do have construction going on both sides of the interstate. So be careful there as well. Learn to fly with the best. Nashville Flight Training will help make that dream a reality. Give them a call, 366-9192, or go online at Nashville Flight Training. With the WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Hey, this is Shara, and when I want to stay up to date on local entertainment and the best places to eat, I pick up a Murfreesboro Pulse or check them out online at boroughpulse.com.
Maybe you need a new mattress, but you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen. Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
WeatherEye.
Scattered showers are in the forecast. Mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures this afternoon in the lower 70s with a light wind out of the northeast. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Right now, 63.
Well, it's us again, Margaret.
And Tia with Michael's Painting. All of us hope you are having a great day so far. We just wanted to remind you that you can call my dad, Michael, with Michael's Painting at 542-1891 for all your painting. We paint residential, commercial, and interior and exterior.
We are a family-owned and operated business here in Rutherford County, so call my husband, Michael, and get your painting done, 542-1891.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Good morning. The time right now is 8:50. You're listening to WGNS. And our guest today, Leroy Cunningham and Chasen Haynes with the Chamber of Commerce. And Leroy, you are with, give me the title again, because that's
that's more than a mouthful. Tennessee Small Business Development Center, MTSU.
And you're located in the Chamber of Commerce office.
Correct. Not on campus. So for all you people that want to visit us but are afraid of doing anything on campus because of the traffic over there, we're located in a nice, beautiful building on Medical Center Parkway in the new Chamber of Commerce building.
And how often are you there? Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
8 to 4:30. Easy enough hours?
Yes, and even we're very, very flexible. I've had an instant in a time or two where a client has called and said, you know what, I need to come and see you after work. I get off at 4:30. Can you see me at 4:45 or 5? And we'll do that on occasion.
Well, Leroy, we talked about success stories and everything, but I'm curious, how often do you have to tell somebody, you know, this idea just won't work? Or do you ever say that?
Not in so many words. We obviously, our mission is to increase employment. That's why we're here. Hopefully you got businesses paying more taxes and hiring more people. What I would rather do, or the path that I take, I don't ever tell people what they can do or what they should or should not do. But I do look at a business plan and I say, you know, this business plan will not work. You've got a hole here. You've got a hole here. You've not explained this well enough. You need to add this in. Or I will tell someone that the type of business that you're going into is extremely competitive. You're thinking about doing this on a part-time basis. That's not going to work. It's going to require more time, more effort than that. If you want to do this, these are the things that you have to do, rather than saying, you know, this is a dumb idea, don't do it. We don't get into that kind of thing. We really try to get in and explain to people some of the fundamentals that are involved in establishing a business or running a business, and try to teach them about it from that standpoint.
I guess the restaurant industry would be one that you can't go in half-hearted. You've got to be there full-time. How? Because we have so many restaurants in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. How often do people come to you with an idea for a restaurant?
We have several with that basic idea. It's it's a very popular choice for people because it's kind of up there in their faces. They see it all the time, and they have this attitude that they think they can pull this off. The fact of the matter is exactly what you said. It is probably the most competitive, or one of the most competitive avenues that you can go into. Has a very, very high failure rate as a result of it. It's very difficult to get funding for it. It's very difficult to get funding of any type in these days and times, but particularly for a restaurant, because financial institutions recognize the failure rate and don't want to lend money in it. It does take some pretty significant business acumen to be able to make it go. And certainly there are people that have it, but there are a lot of people that think they have it and they really don't have it. We get a lot of calls for that, and we deal with it accordingly.
I mean, you're talking about a heck of a lot of hours to operate a restaurant.
That's correct. And not only for a restaurant, but for any business at all. That's one of the things that we talk to people about in my workshop. You need to recognize that, you know, this is not going to be like your 8 to 5. If you're talking about being a business owner, you're going to have to be a business owner. And we talk to people about, for instance, if you're used to going to ball games for your kids and so forth, you might not be able to do that because the business might require you to be there for the business. If you're used to taking your wife out for a date night on Friday night, you might not be able to do it because you're going to be involved in a business. Same thing for the weekend. We tell people that depending upon the business that you're getting into, you might have to lower your standard of living for a while. And you need to understand that going in so it doesn't cause stress and strain on your lifestyle later on down the road when you have to swallow that pill.
It's hard to imagine doing all this stuff that you're talking about, you know, lowering your lifestyle, the image that you have, you know, changing the way you buy things. You got to change all that. The thought process has to change.
Well, and I don't want to give the impression that that is the case for every business, but I think that people need to be realistic about what the possibilities are, because I've talked to a lot of people who didn't understand that going in, and you're looking at things that, you know, could help cause a strain on a marriage or whatever, because they just didn't recognize how much of a commitment this idea of a business, starting a business or growing a business is. And so it's always their choice to make, but I always like to go in and say, hey, you know, these are things that you need to think about.
We only have about 4 minutes left, but I'm curious, what are some of the other types of businesses that you see people want to talk to you about on a regular basis?
we get a lot of food oriented businesses. We get a lot of lawn and landscaping kinds of scenarios. We get all measure of home type businesses. The people want to start out of their homes. We have a lot of daycare scenarios. I don't know if there's any particular typical kind of thing. It's what you mentioned off air when we were having the discussion. I'm always amazed by some of the ideas that people have for businesses. But those are some of the more popular ones.
A lot of retail?
We get some retail. This whole situation with the economy has kind of changed things around a little bit. And from what I'm told from people that have been in this arena for a long time, the amount of people that are coming in now to even think about it has been way, way down. Now, starting to pick up a little bit. But we get some retail, but not maybe as many as the other ones.
And before we close, what would you tell somebody listening who is thinking about starting a business?
I'd say that you need to call 898-2745 and register for our next Starting Your Own Business workshop. That's the first step that you need to take on that, and we'll take care of it from the rest of the way from there.
Jason, what about you?
Call them and then get them to transfer you right upstairs, join the chamber, get started on the right foot.
And again, a special seminar is coming up that the chamber is putting together on Google.
That's right.
When is that going to be again?
That's this coming Thursday. We've got three different seminars, one at 9. It'll be from 9 to 11. We'll have breakfast at that one. And then the next one from 1 to 3, and then from 4 to 6.
And go over again the things that are going to be covered with the Google.
In the first session, it's going to be Google 101 and AdWords. In the second session, it's going to be Search Engine Optimization 101. That'll be making sure that you have the right words in your website so that your name comes up whenever something's getting searched. AdWords 201 is kind of the next step for AdWords, getting a little bit more complicated as they progress. And then the third session will be Google Places and AdWords 301.
So do you have to take them in order, or can you just dive into any?
The reason we broke them up into three different sessions was just because we know that some people are going to come in at different skill sets, some people or skill levels. Some people will come in, you know, already thinking they know everything. But
that's the majority of people, right?
Yeah, most people. But we know that some people will be starting from scratch, so they can come in and leave at the end of the day being an expert.
And Jason, what's the phone number out there at the chamber?
Phone number is 893-6565. Again, these sessions are $40 for members and $50 for non-members.
And again, tonight, Rally on Maple takes place 6 o'clock, or is it 5 o'clock?
5:30, I believe.
5:30, okay.
Yes.
Right there in front of Pinnacle Bank, or on the side of Pinnacle Bank.
Yes.
On Maple Street. That's going to be a big event. A lot of people are going to show up for that. I think the MTSU football team may be out there, if I'm not mistaken.
I hope so. I think this is going to be the first year, hopefully, that we may have good weather for it. It's been we've had some bad luck lately with weather with this event.
Yeah, it's raining right now, sprinkling out there, but hopefully
it'll clear up.
Yeah,
it'll clear up.
It'll clear up just for Rally on Maple.
Absolutely.
Well, Leroy and Jason, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Right now, that time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to WGNS.